Bernie Sanders, "We must end filibuster and codify Roe v. Wade." By Hannah Blow on June 28, 2022. Democrat must get rid of the filibuster and codify Roe v. Wade, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, said on Monday. If Republicans can end the filibuster to install right-wing judges to overturn Roe v. Wade, Democrats can and must end the filibuster, codify Roe v. Wade, and make abortion legal and safe, Sanders said in a Monday post. Sanders' call to end the filibuster and codify Roe v. Wade follows the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling overturning the 1973 decision and returning the issue to the states. According to the dissent, the Constitution requires the states to regard a fetus as lacking even the most basic human right to live, at least until an arbitrary point in a pregnancy has passed, Alito wrote in the majority opinion. Nothing in the Constitution or in our nation's legal traditions authorizes the court to adopt that theory of life. 13 states have trigger laws, some of which have already gone into effect. Missouri became the first state to effectively ban abortion. But as Breitbart News detailed, the states banning or limiting abortion appear to provide exceptions when the procedure would save the life of the mother, despite the left-wing narrative suggesting otherwise. Pro-abortion politicians, such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have offered a steady stream of disingenuous talking points since the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade. The New York lawmaker, for instance, recently asserted that forcing women to carry pregnancies against their will kill them. And activists on social media have made similar arguments. While some pro-life states are, in fact, banning most abortions, this does not mean women will not be able to access the life-ending procedure, particularly if there is a medical emergency or if her life is in danger. Missouri, for example, became the first state to effectively ban abortion following the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling. However, despite the narrative touted by pro-abortion activists on the left, this does not mean a woman would be unable to get an abortion if her life was in danger, as the Missouri law bans abortion except in cases of medical emergency. A medical emergency, as defined by the bill, is a condition which, based on reasonable medical judgment, so complicates the medical condition of a pregnant woman as to necessitate the immediate abortion of her pregnancy to avert the death of the pregnant woman or for which a delay will create a serious risk of substantial and irreversible physical impairment of a major bodily function of the pregnant woman. President Biden has also expressed disappointment in the court's overturning of Roe, calling on Congress to make Roe the law of the land. This fall, we must elect more senators and representatives who will codify a woman's right to choose into federal law once again. Elect more state leaders to protect this right at the local level, Biden said. We need to restore the protections of Roe as law of the land. We need to elect officials who will do that. This fall, Roe is on the ballot. However, recent surveys show that Americans are still more concerned about economic issues than abortion heading into the midterms.